Well, hello, everybody. This is Dan and Peggy.
Time remaining. 9 minutes and 53 seconds. Time remaining.
Okay. Just had to turn this on. We are in our backyard, and Dan has created a campfire for us, sort of. I mean, it's a barbecue, right?
Yeah, it's an old barbecue.
And he's put wood in it, like on a campfire, and lit the wood, and wood and paper, and just, you know, burnable stuff. And so we have a little campfire out in our backyard. We have our main patio, which is what we usually sit on, and then we have across the yard, kind of, when my parents first got this house, we had an old patio, which is what this barbecue is on. So we moved our patio chairs over onto it, and Dan lit the barbecue, and here we sit. We have a fireplace in the house, but it is on an internal wall in the house, and my parents always said it cracked the plaster. And I said, you know, well, Dan, what, you know, is that, will that make the chimney fall down or the house fall apart if we do a fire in there? And he said, well, it would just make the plaster look ugly. And he said, but I have this old barbecue, and why don't we just have a campfire in the backyard every now and then? We don't want to do it too often because the smoke, you know, goes up in the atmosphere, and, you know, not really a healthy thing to do all the time, but we figured this would be kind of fun. So just had a glass of wine, and Dan's on his first/second drink. His first one, we have this little table sitting between us. It's got little holes in it, and it's real small. And I didn't realize he had his drink on the same table that I was setting my wine glass on. So I set the my wine glass down, promptly knocked over his drink, which is in a glass. Fortunately, it just tipped over, and the table has little holes in it, so the liquid just went through the holes in the table onto the ground. But so now that he knows that this is going to work, I think he's going to, you know, figure out how to organize it so this can be, you know, it's a more permanent setup. But Sweetie didn't want to come out with us. She was kind of nervous at the fact that we were both coming out and going to a different place, going across the yard to a different place than we usually go to.
Nervous,
so
Nellie.
She is she still at the door? She's still, close the gate and open it up and see if she'll come out. Okay. So Dan had the gate open going back and forth for drinks and stuff, but she's just kind of been in the family room looking out the door and not being too comfortable with coming out. But come on, sweetie, come on, sweetie, come on, come on, sweetie, come on. Yay! Come on, sweetie. Oh, there goes my hand in the stupid frickin' fountain. I have this, there's this fountain sitting next to me that's not in use, and I keep, come on, sweetie. Come out and say hi. Did she come out?
She's kind of,
there she comes. Yay! What do you think of all this? I don't want to knock over my wine glass and break it. Hi, sweetie. Yeah, you can stay out here for a while. Grandpa's going to go in. I don't know if he's bringing us seconds or if he's just going to close the door. See? We're doing something different outside. She's kind of like, wait a minute. This isn't what we do when we go outside. We sit on the other patio by the door. We don't do this. What? What are you guys doing? She's saying. Where is she, on the other patio?
She's right behind
me. She's just kind of behind us like, I don't know about that fire thing that's making heat and crackling noises. I don't know about that. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. But so anyway, that is what we are doing here. I have to remember that there's this fountain next to me, right next to my chair. And if I move my hand, it goes splat right in this, I don't know if it's leftover water from the summertime or what it is, but it's splat. So we're kind of trying to think about when we do have fires, these little campfires in the backyard. What we can do, we're thinking, you know, we could roast marshmallows or maybe put hot dogs on a stick and roast them.
And, of
or
course, campfire songs.
Campfire songs. So you guys want
to
come and
trails to you.
Bombadida, bombadida. Jonathan, come on. Or we could do, if we were into chocolate and all that rot, we could do s'mores. But, you know, it's just fun to just sit out, just
you
an occasional.
You call them s'mores.
Okay, everybody wants some more. But, yeah, we could roast marshmallows. We could do any number of things. But since Shannon makes crackly fire booms, these are booms now. Of course, she doesn't even make booms. She makes them with Dropbox.
She makes crackly fire booms?
Yeah, Shannon knows how to crackle. Snack, crackle, pop. Snack, crackle, puppy. Puppy doggie. Sweetie. So anyway, I just wanted to get some crackly noises. Sweetie's kind of behind us. Still kind of not sure what to make of this. I don't want that fire to get me, she says. Hi, sweetie. Oh, she's right behind my chair. She's right behind my chair. I would let you get through, but I don't know how you would get through. There you go, sweetie. Come here next to my chair. Yeah. Good girl.
Are you hungry?
She says, probably time for my treat ball.
Are you hungry, Poss?
Yeah. Poss is her nickname. Rhymes with sauce. It came from Pupster, which turned to Pups, which turned to Puss or Poss. So Dan calls her Poss. P-A-U-C-E. Don't ask me. I don't know. Reggie's paws. Huh? Oh, she put her paw up on my chair. So anyway, I wish you guys were here. I don't know what we would do. Sing campfire songs and just enjoy the crackles.
And crafts.
And crafts. We could have arts and crafts. This could be Kern Camp. Ooh.
2 minutes and 42 seconds.
I have 2 minutes left. Do I want to keep rambling or should I send this on its way? I guess I should send it on its way. This is just nonsense. Okay. Everybody have a good night. And, Fire, do you have anything to say? Oh, it's not crackling very loud at the moment. Maybe it'll come out. Let me send this on its way.
Time remaining. Publish. Button.